Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to have a short exhortation. You want to be rich? That's a simple and direct question. Some would say, sure. Some would say, okay, maybe. What's the catch? Some might simply shake their head, no thanks. You know, Jesus was not rich and did not pursue wealth. He told one disciple wannabe, foxes have holes, birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Another wannabe thought he was doing all things well. But Jesus told him, says, so when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. That's from Luke 18. And that should raise our antennas really high, because there is, frankly, no greater mantra, ethic, pursuit, desire, ideal in this country than wealth. Everyone seeks it, from pastors to pewsters, from atheists to the faithful. The Bible calls this idol mammon, which simply means wealth. Security, pleasure, temporary happiness, and other things come with mammon, but there are also plenty of traps, such as pride, obsession, fear, distrust, and more, which capture and torture and ultimately strangle the human soul or heart. Now, sadly, the contemporary church is enchanted with mammon, increased with goods, but are, in reality, the Bible says, wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. In fact, many of the otherwise most godly people, including pastors, are addicted to wealth and celebrity, just like narcotics. Now, Jesus taught his disciples, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear, for all after all these things the Gentiles seek? For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That's from Matthew chapter 6. Now, be careful how you read this. Jesus did not include wealth here. He spoke of food, drink, and clothing. He did not advocate poverty, but it comes down to where do you want your treasure? Well, you can have it here, or you can have it in heaven. Matthew 6 says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Let me strongly encourage all of you, make your Savior your treasure. Make your love for him your life. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm, and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.